A few more points about the lachas of asking for mechila and being mefayis. A person doesn't just ask for mechila; he tries to explain, tries to apologize, feel bad, show remorse. So the person will want to be mechila. You say, "Well, please be mechila me," you know. Yes, you know, obviously, yeah. I feel. Thank you. You definitely addressed my pain. You said because you're asking mechila. Obviously, that's not the point. The person has to ask in a real way, showing that he's being mechila himself. And that's why some places can say even if the person would be mechila on his own, and you on your end need to show that remorse and need to come and be mevakish. Rosh Trimbach says that a person would have to ask. Part of his process of tshuva is the request, even if the other person would be mechila on his own. The other person should be mechila on their own. They should try if they could. You know, I want to move on my own life. I want to be mechila. So it says a person could be mechila on his own. That is good. And the Gemara actually says that Rav, besides that, Rav made himself available. If somebody did something wrong to Rav, would try making himself accessible. That person would feel comfortable to come and to ask. So you should give off the aura of the feeling that the person is interested, that you're interested in hearing what he has to say, and that he could come and ask you mechila. If you ask somebody for mechila, and that the Rambam says a person should not, the person who's being requested of should say yes. If he's been requested, he should say yes. If he doesn't say yes, the halacha says he goes three times. Go through the whole process of the three times. So the point is, after three times, you're not mechayv to ask anymore. Then it's already his responsibility. It's not yours anymore. The Rama's language is very strong. He's talking about a case of somebody was hit. He was a nechbal. Somebody hit him. So the Rama's lashon is, it's also to the nechbal liyos achzori. It's also for him. It's prohibited for him to be cruel. V'loyim chol not to be moichol. Ain't a derech Yisrael. That's not the way of Jews. Not the way of Yisrael. He came and he requested and he appeased him once or twice, and he realized he's not going to do it anymore. He should meichel him. If you know the guy's going to do it again, you don't have to meichel him. You know, the guy says, "Yeah, be meichel," but he's going to do it again. Then you're not mechiv to meichel. The point is over here. You see, the person truly has regrets and remorse. Then you should be meichel him. You should not withhold that mechila. That halacha you have a limit of three times does not apply to a rebbe or to a parent. Person did something wrong to the parent or to a rebbe, they have to get the parent to mechil them. They asked three times, the parent said, "No, I'm sorry, what was not acceptable." So the person has to still address that, work out how to address that. He might need some aid from a rebbe how to address it, but he should address that. A person should ask mechila from his parents. Interesting, Shalom Mechilas Chinuch is the mitzvah of Kibbut Avayim, a mitzvah ben Adam L'Mokim, or a mitzvah ben Adam L'Chaveroi. If you understand it's a mitzvah of chaveiro, so you've been over the mitzvah of kiva of aim if you haven't done it properly. So a person should ask mechila from his parents, and a husband and wife obviously should ask mechila. Ben Ishkai points out the husband and wife definitely before Yom Kippur should ask mechila from each other. They live together, and obviously there's many opportunities to do something wrong. A person should ask mechila from husband to wife. Just a few announcements. There is father and son learning again on Sunday, so sons are encouraged to bring their fathers along. There is slichas Motzei Shabbos here in Yeshiva. There's a shmuz at 12:30, and the slichas are at 1:04. There's also another slichas at 7:30 Sunday morning. Shachas will be called for 8 o'clock, so those who said slichas Motzei Shabbos, they should know that Shachas will be called for 8 o'clock Sunday morning. Have a good morning, and have a good Shabbos.